From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Speaking Friday at the EU summit in Brussels, British Prime Minister Theresa May says the offer she has made on the rights of European citizens living in Britain after Britain leaves the EU is, in her words, very fair and very serious.
I want to reassure all those EU citizens who are in the UK, who've made their lives and homes in the UK, that no one will have to leave. We won't be seeing families split apart. This is a fair and serious offer. And I want to give those EU citizens in the UK certainty about the future of their lives, but I also want to see that certainty given to UK citizens who are living in the European Union. Of course, there will be details of this arrangement, which will be part of the negotiating process, but we've made what I believe is a very serious, a very fair offer, which will give reassurance and confidence to EU citizens living in the United Kingdom about their future.
EU leaders, however, are not convinced her proposals are adequate, saying many questions remain. Meantime, the President of the European Parliament said Europe needs to be pragmatic in dealing with Britain following the country's decision to leave the bloc, but urged cooperation in future dealings. EU leaders opened the two-day summit Thursday in Brussels to address everything from Britain's planned exit, along with terrorism, migration, and other issues facing Europe. A powerful car bomb exploded in Pakistan's city of Quetta early Friday, killing at least 9 people and injuring nearly 24 others. Police said explosives in a car parked close to the office of the police chief were detonated by remote control. 4 members of the armed forces were also said to be injured in the attack. So far, there has been no claim of responsibility. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Saudi Arabia.